إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى يقول عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وأسأل الله العظيم الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك في هذا اليوم المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا في الفردوس العالى إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه أما بعد Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I ask Allah Most High, who gathered us together in this noble place on this noble day, to gather us together in the Firdaus al-A'la, for indeed He is capable of that. And I remind you and myself to obey Allah and to worship none but Him, and to not associate partners with Him, and to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and apply it in our lives and hold on to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you do that, you will achieve success and happiness in this world and the next. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, how to rectify our communities? How to achieve success and unity and prosperity in the Muslim communities? No doubt it begins with iman and taqwa, and it begins by every individual, and it starts in each and every one of our homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا Allah says, recite to them the story of the one who we gave our verses, we gave our signs, but he threw them away. He threw them aside. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا He abandoned the verses of Allah Ta'ala. And the scholars, they say that this verse was revealed regarding a man from the Bani Israel who had been given knowledge of the Torah, even a scholar of the Torah, but he threw away the signs and followed his own desires. So then Allah says, فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ So the shaytan, he followed after him, he chased after him, when he threw away the signs of Allah, and became of those who went astray. But then pay attention for the next verse. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا And if we wanted, we would have caused him to ascend by that knowledge that we had given him. If we wanted to, we could have caused him to be ascended by this knowledge. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْرَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ But he clung down to the worldly, the earth, and followed his hawa. He followed his desires. Beloved brothers in Islam, you see in these verses the example of an individual who had the signs of Allah but did not follow them. He did not obey what Allah had revealed to him of signs. And because of that, had he followed the signs of Allah, Allah would have caused him to ascend. رَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا But But he chose to cling to the earth and follow his hawa. So what happened to him? The shaitan led him astray. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in another verse regarding those people, or regarding the people if they had followed the signs. He says,
وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ.
If the people, they had iman and taqwa,
وَلَوْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ.
If the people, they had iman and taqwa, we would have opened for them barakah, blessings, coming down from the sky and coming up from the earth. This is what Allah, He promises those who have iman and they follow with taqwa, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here in these verses, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we see how Allah, He promises ascendancy and success and prosperity for the people who have iman and taqwa. If they had iman and taqwa, we would have opened the barakah for them from the sky and from the earth. But what did they do instead? Instead of having iman and taqwa, وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. But they rejected the signs of Allah, and so Allah took them because of what they used to earn. These verses, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, they point out to us that if we want prosperity, if we want success and happiness and unity as communities, as societies, then it begins by following the commandments of Allah. It begins, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا. They had iman, they had faith in Allah, and they followed it with taqwa, with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those two things, if they come together, then whoever practices them, they shall attain the prosperity that Allah promised to those before us. If we have iman, we believe in Allah's signs, we believe in His verses, we believe in the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and then we follow that, we have taqwa, we have obedience, we fear Allah, then the prosperity, the blessings of Allah will descend upon us from above and below. And Allah has promised for those who do that pleasure and happiness in this world and in the world to come. But what about those who hear the signs of Allah and turn away? Who receive the message of Allah but turn away? Then Allah's anger and His punishment and His wrath will descend upon such people. They will be deprived of blessing. They will have lives of misery, illness, sickness, disease, hardship, disunity, corruption in their family when they turn away from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Most High, He is promising in these verses that if we follow His commandments, all of our problems will be solved. If we follow, we believe in His signs, and then we have taqwa, which means we apply them in ourselves. We begin, first and foremost, if we are sincere. When we hear the verses of Allah, we apply them on ourselves. If we are sincere to Allah Ta'ala, when we hear His verses, we accept them, we believe in them, and we apply them on ourselves. And then we apply them with our families. And then we apply them with our communities. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we have amongst Muslims those who accept or partially believe, who partially have taqwa of Allah. And so the blessings of Allah will be proportional to the amount of belief and taqwa that we have. The more that we apply and believe in Allah's commandments and follow them, the more blessings of Allah will get. And the more we abandon His commandments and obedience to Him, then the more we will be deprived of the blessings of Allah Ta'ala. The more that we will see hardships in our life.
This is, of course, unless Allah wishes to test the believers. The believers may have iman and taqwa, and yet Allah tests them, and this is part of His wisdom in His creation, to remove their sins or to raise them from that. But generally speaking, the more we adhere to the commandments of Allah, the more He will give us prosperity in our lives. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, iman and taqwa. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. But we find that many, we have different levels of iman. Iman increases and decreases. We have those who have strong iman. We have others whose iman is partial. Some iman. We have some whose iman is weak, who are on the edge of faith. And when it comes to taqwa, we have people who fear Allah day and night, constantly. All their actions, they weigh the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then you have people who make mistakes. They believe in Allah, but they make mistakes. They fear Allah, but they fall into mistakes. And then they go back and make tawbah, and they're back and forth. And you have people whose taqwa is weak, who are in a battle with the shaytan, and yet the shaytan gets the best of them, and they know the signs of Allah, they know what Allah has commanded, but they follow the shaytan. They follow their desires. This is the condition of the people of our communities. This is the condition of every community, of every Muslim ummah, of every Muslim nation, or every Muslim community. We have these different categories of people. Yet Allah, He says, and He promises that those who strive to perfect their iman and perfect their taqwa, that He will give them the ascendancy and the inheritance of it. So all of these categories of people, all of them, they must strive to perfect their iman and taqwa. And if they do that, then this ummah, this community of Islam will achieve success. The proof of that is in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, He says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah says that He promises, it is a wa'ad, the promise of Allah, that those who have iman and الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Not just iman, but they act righteous deeds. They act in accordance to that knowledge. What will happen to them? لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah will cause them to inherit the earth. They will achieve prosperity and succession on the earth. They will be of those who achieve success in the earth. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the prerequisite to unity, to success, to prosperity as a community is that we apply what Allah has commanded us, that we practice what our faith teaches us, that our actions go beyond words, that our beliefs go beyond words and they are realized in action. And that this must take place first and foremost in our homes, in our own places, in ourselves, and then it will spread to others. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, listen to the words of the Prophet ﷺ, describing how if people have iman and taqwa, peace and prosperity will spread on earth. He said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, the time will come when Islam, when this affair will be complete, so much so that a woman, she will leave Yemen, walking in the roads until she reaches Mecca, not fearing anyone but Allah, because of the iman and the piety, the taqwa that is amongst the people. The Prophet ﷺ promised that if the iman and taqwa of the people reached a level where Islam, the matter of Islam was complete amongst the people, there would be so much aman, so much safety that a woman could walk alone in the street from Yemen to Mecca, not fearing anyone but Allah. This is the promise of Allah if we fulfill the iman and taqwa of Him. And Allah Ta'ala, He mentions the story of the Ad and the Thamud. a very important lesson for us, the Ad and the Thamud. As you know, they were sent prophets, noble messengers of Allah. Allah says, وَعَادًا وَثَمُودَ وَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ مِنْ مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. Allah says, the Ad and the Thamud, you have seen their homes destroyed, the empty shells of their homes. He says, وَزُيِّنَ لَهُمْ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ. The shaitan, he beautified their affair for them. The shaitan, they knew the signs of Allah, they saw the signs of Allah, but the shaitan beautified the disobedience of Allah to them, so they followed the shaitan instead of the signs of Allah, so Allah destroyed them, and they were mustabsirun. What is mustabsirun? The mufassirin, they comment on this quality of the Ad and Thamud. They say mustabsirun means they had intelligence. They were intelligent, knowledgeable people. They weren't ignorant people who were bereft of knowledge. Mustabsirun. They saw the truth. They knew what is correct, but they followed the shaitan and what he beautified of them, of their hawa and shahawat. So Allah, he left them like abandoned shells. We still see to this day the shells of their homes because of the disobedience from the path of Allah. So what do we learn from the Ad and Thamud? That they were intelligent people. They saw the signs of Allah. They knew what Allah commanded. They had the verses of Allah. They had the prophets walking amongst them. But because they didn't follow them, they were destroyed. So it's not enough for us to believe or to have the signs, to have the Quran in our homes, to have the Quran amongst us, and to have the Sunnah amongst us, but we don't follow it. We will never attain success as an ummah when we have the signs but we don't follow them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us of this important duty of following the signs of Allah. As I mentioned in the beginning of the khutbah, the man from the Bani Israel, he had the signs, آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَقَ مِنْهَا. He threw them away, فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. The shaitan chased him down until he was left astray. And then Allah, He closes those verses by saying, ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. That is the sign, or that is the example of those who disobeyed or rejected our signs. فَقَصَّصِنُ الْقَصَصِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Then convey to them these stories that perhaps they may think, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, that they may reflect upon themselves. أقول هذا القول فأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Respected and honored beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I ask Allah to accept from your coming to the house of Allah and attending the khutbah of Jum'ah. May Allah give you the blessings of this day and forgive you all of your sins and give you beneficial knowledge that will help us help you in this world and the next. Allah Ta'ala, He promises us, He promises the believers, the Muslims, that if they follow the commandments of Allah, the command to good and forbid evil, then they will be successful. He says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best nation sent forth to mankind. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You are the ones who command to good and forbid evil. You, this nation of the believers, of Muslims, we are the ones who command good and forbid evil. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And we believe in Allah. And He says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Let there arise from you a people who call to good and forbid evil. Calling to good and forbidding evil. Not just believing. Not just believing in iman, but having, applying it. Commanding good and forbidding evil. Which means it has to begin with us first. If we command good and evil, we must command good and evil upon ourselves. And then to our families. And then to our communities. And then as nations. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those are the ones who will be successful. Those are the ones who will achieve felicity and success as promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these signs of Allah, these ayahs and verses of Allah, they are apparent to us as individuals. And if we follow them, we will be successful. If we leave them, we will be in loss. As communities, as nations, if we follow the commandments of Allah, obey His commandments, we will be successful. If we go away from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the Book of Allah, we will be in loss. Listen to this hadith Qudsi, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, a beautiful hadith in the words of Allah ta'ala, as was narrated by Al-Wahab ibn Munabbah, who said that Allah Most High, He says, I am Allah, none has any right to be worshipped except me. If I am obeyed, I will have pleasure. And if I have pleasure, then I will bless. And there is no ending to my blessings. And then Allah says, I am Allah, no one has right to be worshipped but me. If I am disobeyed, then I will be angered. And if I am angry, then I will curse. And my curse will reach down to the seventh descendant. If Allah becomes angry and He curses the people, the seventh descendant, the seventh generation will have the wrath for the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers, this could be the action of a father. He disobeyed Allah because of Allah's wrath and anger upon him. His seventh descendant child will be led and go astray. If we look at our ummah, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we observe the hardships and afflictions upon our ummah, our communities, and the disunity and the splitting away or the hardship facing us, we will realize, we must realize, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must realize that it goes back, it begins with iman. But if we have iman and we have taqwa, which means we obey, we fear Allah. We fear Allah and we follow what He has commanded us. If we do that, if we see the hardship facing the ummah, it is only because we do not have iman and taqwa. Because of all the verses I recited to you today, that Allah promises barakah. He said, He will send blessings from the sky and the earth if the Ahlul Qura, if they had iman and taqwa. Allah will not break His promise. His promise is true. But we have not fulfilled the commandment of Allah. We have not fulfilled the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. I ask Allah Ta'ala to help us to fulfill iman and taqwa as individuals and families, communities and as nations. May Allah guide us to the right path, our children and descendants until the Day of Judgment. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma ighfir lil-mu'minin wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat al-ahya' minhum wal-amwat. Allahumma ishfi maradana wa marada al-muslimin. Allahumma ishfi maradana wa مرضى المسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق والدين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمن علمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط
صراطا مستقيما صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا وأولئك هم المفلحون